Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
What a day. It felt like the market was sleepwalking for hours, and then someone hit the launch button in the final hour.
They really did. We end the session with the NASDAQ composite at a new record high, and the S&P 500 and Dow also snagging record closing highs. So what was the driver behind that late day surge?
It was broad-based buying, but the real muscle came from communication services. We saw Alphabet and Meta putting up strong gains of over 1.5% each, really leading the charge. It's a classic case of mega-cap tech flexing at the right moment.
Interesting. And this happened even with some pretty wild economic news in the background. That payroll revision was massive, an overstatement of 911,000 jobs.
Exactly. And the market just shrugged it off. It barely moved the needle on rate cut expectations for September. The market is still fully pricing in a 25 basis point cut. It tells you everyone's focus is laser sharp on one thing right now.
And that would be inflation. We've got the producer price index, the PPI, tomorrow, followed by the big one, the CPI, on Friday. This feels like the main event.
It is the main event. The market's optimism is built on the idea of a Fed cut. If that inflation data comes in hotter than expected, it could seriously test the market's conviction. For now, though, the VXX, which measures volatility, is trending down. Fear is low, but everyone's holding their breath for those numbers.
Got it. Now, while the indices were moving, the real fireworks were in a single stock. Let's talk about Nebius Group, ticker NBIS. It was up nearly 50% today. What on earth happened there?
This is a game changer of a story. Nebius announced a landmark $17.4 billion AI infrastructure deal with Microsoft. To put that in perspective, this is a company that posted just over $117 million in revenue last year. This deal is transformational. It validates their technology at the highest level and puts them squarely on the map for U.S. investors.
Wow, from $117 million to a $17 billion contract. That is incredible. Any other single stock stories that stood out?
Definitely. United Health had a huge day, up over 8% on some guidance disclosure changes. And on the flip side, we saw the classic sell the news reaction in Apple. They held their big product event, announced the new iPhone pricing, and the stock promptly dropped about 1.5%.
All right, let's get tactical for the traders listening. For those looking at stocks that are already showing strength, what are some key continuation setups you're watching?
I'm looking closely at the semiconductor space. ASML is a great example. It's pushing through resistance. The key level to watch is $806.50. If it can hold above $805, the next logical target is $810. Also, keep an eye on GOOG. It showed powerful intraday growth and is looking for a move towards 240.50. A good entry could be near the 239 support zone.
Okay, so that's what's already running. What about anticipation setups? What's coiling up and getting ready to make a move?
For that, I'm watching Amazon, ticker AMZN. It's pressing right up against that $240 resistance level. A clean break above that could trigger a quick run to 241, maybe even 242.50. The support level to watch for a potential entry is down at 238.
And what about Apple? After today's drop, is that an opportunity?
It could be. It sold off, but that $233 level looks like a critical area of support. If the price can stabilize and hold there, it could set up a nice bounce play, looking for a move back towards $236.
Great insights. Any quick analyst calls that caught your eye today? Upgrades or downgrades of note?
A couple of interesting ones in retail. Dick's Sporting Goods got a nice upgrade to buy from Citigroup. But on the other hand, Lululemon, a perennial favorite, was downgraded to sector weight at KeyBank. That's a notable call that traders will be watching.
So, to wrap it all up for tomorrow, the big takeaway seems to be a cautiously bullish market. But everything hinges on that PPI data in the morning. For the indices, we're watching CPY support at 649 and resistance at 652.
That's right. And for the QQQ, it's 580 on the support side and 582 for resistance. The key is not to chase today's late day strength without seeing volume confirmation tomorrow. The market wants to go higher, but that inflation report is the gatekeeper. Manage your risk and trade smart.
Excellent advice. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. We'll see you tomorrow.